This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. There are three candidates for McLean County Board District 5 in Normal.
I have a unique point of view that sees both sides of the spectrum.
I've always considered it a privilege to work together with so many good people, both Republicans and Democrats.
It is time to elect a new generation of leadership.
Election 2020 coverage continues with a joint interview of John McIntyre, Joe Littwiller, and Rachel Lund. And a news update on the way. This is Sound Ideas on WGLT.
Support for the Sound Ideas podcast comes from WGLT listeners. Join the community of informed news consumers who listen to WGLT and also support it financially. Learn more about how you can support WGLT's nonprofit public service mission at WGLT.org.
This is Sound Ideas. I'm Charlie Schlenker. Let's run down some of the day's top stories. State Farm is buying insurance company Gainsco in a $400 million agreement that will close next year. The Texas-based Gainsco focuses on non-standard auto insurance and minimal-limit policies. Jim Lynch with the Insurance Information Institute says those kinds of products allow insurance companies to reach customers who might not qualify for ordinary policies.
Maybe you've had a number of tickets on your record, more than they the standard company typically accepts, or maybe you've had a couple of accidents or severe accidents, or there may be a particularly severe ticket in your history.
State Farm says over time its agents will sell Gainsco policies alongside their own. Bloomington City officials say they don't expect to take a big financial hit from the closure of Grossinger Motors Arena and the Bloomington Center for the Performing Arts during the pandemic. City spokesperson Nora Dukowitz says the city has found creative ways to use the venues when they can't hold live events in person.
Neither facility has been completely dormant. Just because you're not seeing those traditional events at either facility doesn't mean there's nothing going on there.
Dukowitz says the city has converted the arena ticket office into a customer service center for city business. It will also be an early voting site and voting center on Election Day. The BCPA is open for private rentals. A review of city financial records shows the two venues cost the city more than $1 million on entertainment alone over the last 3 years. In some cases, the city loses money on events that still provide economic impact to the community, so the city is losing less money from that during the pandemic. Health officials report McLean County's 19th coronavirus-related death since the start of the pandemic. The health department says the woman in her 80s had underlying health conditions. The department confirms 22 new COVID-19 cases today. The county's testing positivity rate dipped to 5.7%, the lowest in nearly a month. Six people are in the hospital, one in intensive care. Two patients went home from the hospital in the last day. More than 100 others are now considered recovered. Illinois State University reports six new positive test results. The university positivity rate dipped below 5%. Lincoln College will go back to hybrid learning Monday after a two-week quarantine and virtual learning period. College President David Gerlach says a spike in COVID-19 cases has subsided. Gerlach says the overall management plan is the same, but there is a tweak from before the halt to in-person instruction.
Students are to take their temperatures and note their symptoms and report them. And so we recently installed temperature screening stations at each building, making it more convenient.
The college in Logan County has also added isolation bed capacity. Lincoln College peaked at 35 students in quarantine with 13 confirmed COVID cases. The current count is 4 COVID isolation cases and 4 exposed people in quarantine. Lincoln College has a 700-person enrollment with another 250 adult accelerated learners. This is Sound Ideas on 89.1 FM WGLT and WGLT.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
Welcome to WGLT Election 2020 coverage. Throughout the campaign season, we're conducting interviews and forums with the candidates in various races. Today, we talk to the people running for County Board District 5, an area that serves Central and Northeast Normal. Videos of these interviews will be online as well. The incumbent in the race is McLean County Board Chair John McIntyre His opponents are Democratic candidate Rachel Lund and Libertarian Joe Littwiller. The candidates will have a brief opening statement, 2 minutes long, and equal time to answer questions. We will start with Joe Littwiller, who won the random selection for opening statements. Joe?
Good afternoon. My name is Joe Littwiller. I am running as a Libertarian candidate for County Board District 5. I am new to running for office. However, I do believe that I have a lot to offer, having not only been a member of the community for the majority of my life, including almost all of my adult life. I also believe that I have a unique point of view that sees both sides of the spectrum and kind of feel that we can come to a consensus on how we should run our county and the ways that we should spend our money and the things that we should do in our county that will help both individuals and businesses alike.
And Rachel Lund.
All right. Thank you, Charlie and WGLT, for hosting this forum today. My name is Rachel Lund, and I am the Democratic candidate running for McLean County Board in District 5. Let me tell you a little bit about myself and why I'm running for office. I was born and raised in Rock Island, Illinois. I attended Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University in Florida, where I earned 2 engineering degrees while playing soccer and tennis in college. And after grad school, I went to work for the Department of Defense in Virginia as a systems engineer supporting both Navy and Marine Corps acquisition programs. The reason I moved back to my home state was so that I could live closer to my family. I now work as a user experience researcher for State Farm. I live in Normal with my dog Diefenbaker, and we enjoy exploring parks all across our beautiful state. I am running for McLean County Board because it is time to elect a new generation of leadership. There needs to be a fundamental change in the mindset of the board before they make decisions that will impact our community for generations to come. I am the candidate best suited to represent the long-term interests of the people in District 5 and McLean County for 3 reasons. First, I embrace the use of technology to communicate with constituents and make county operations more accessible and accountable to the public. Second, I believe that Black Lives Matter. The voices of Black and Brown people in our community not only need to be heard, but better represented in county government. And finally, I support bipartisan redistricting in the 2020 census, which will shape the political and economic landscape for the county for at least the next 10 years. If you share these values, then I encourage you to vote Lund on November 3rd. Thank you.
All righty. And our third candidate, Republican incumbent and County Board Chair John McIntyre. You have 2 minutes.
Hey, Charlie, I'd just like to start by saying how proud I am of our county board and its great history of serving our citizens. I've always considered it a privilege to work together with so many good people, both Republicans and Democrats, who have become friends and colleagues over the years. That's been a real rewarding experience for me. You know, the great counties just don't happen by accident. They're built by people who are invested in their success. And I believe that I'm one of these people. During the last 12 years, my life has evolved around county government. I'm thankful for the support of my wife, Lori, and our family during all the hours and days, many full-time days that I've been downtown. I've learned a lot as vice chairman and chairman these past 9 years. Hopefully, I've done my share of contributing to our county board's success. We do have a great county, and it has been recognized statewide and can be attributed to our county board, our excellent dedicated team of county administrators, our many departments and department heads, and all of our employees. And I just publicly want to say thank you to all and all that you have done. I thank God every day that I live in a democratic society, which so many gave so much to serve and allow me to serve the opportunity to serve and give back. I want to congratulate both of you here today. We're also stepping forward to run and represent our district. We all know that with the current pandemic crisis, these are tough times, and sometimes this leads to stress and anxiety. And at times, there has been heightened levels of negativity. As our board has been working to navigate through these sudden changes, decisions, and issues that affect us all, I've tried to be and will continue to be a voice of reason. Now, Charlie, I know we don't have a lot of time here, but I would like to tell you about some of our board accomplishments. Obviously, one of the forerunners has been my efforts and helping with the mental health movement and writing the mental health action plan, which I'm proud to initiate along with my co-author, Susan Schaefer. I've got a lot more, but I'm getting a signal to stop, so I will. Is that right this time? And maybe I can give back to this because I'm really proud of the accomplishments we've had over the last 9 years. Thank you.
This is 89.1 FM WGLT and WGLT.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker. You're listening to an interview with the candidates for District 5, Rachel Lund, Joe Littwiller, and John McIntyre. Let's start with a philosophical question. How much of a role should county government play in our lives, and what experiences have shaped your philosophy? We will continue the order of play. So we begin with Joe. So Rachel, it is your turn to answer first.
Great. Thank you. So first and foremost, I believe that county government needs to be good stewards of taxpayers' dollars. I worked for the federal government for 7 years, so I know how important it is to make decisions that are in the best interest of the taxpayers. And second, I believe the fundamental role of county government should be to spend that money that we take in and provide necessary services back to the people in the community. Services such as public health and safety that is very important right now during a pandemic, making sure that county roads are safe and drivable, and conducting free and fair elections, among many other services that we should be providing back to the public. And a role that I see county government playing that I don't believe that we're doing very well right now is communication. I believe that county government plays an integral role in providing clear, frequent, and trustworthy communication to the public about the services that we do provide and how their money is being spent.
John McIntyre, your turn for a 90-second answer.
Charlie, our county government plays an essential role in so many services that are provided for our citizens. And it goes all the way from our law and justice system to our health system to our highways. We're just very much involved. We have 24 different departments that we provide. Our county has had a balanced budget for the last 9 years. I'm very proud of that. And we have kept our share, which is about a little under 10% of our tax rate for the county, even since 2011. County government is a legislative process. I believe we do communicate. I believe we communicate in a number of ways, and we've been able to follow that type of a system. So it is a combined effort among all our members as we move through our different issues that we attack from different things, all the way from our justice system, our health system, our highway system, land use, zoning. We just reach out. We're the largest county downstate in Illinois. And it is a great honor to be part of it and be part of that task.
And Joe Littmiller, the philosophical approach to government you have, and what role should county play in our lives and experiences?
Thank you. I do believe that there is some government that is certainly necessary, and especially when we're talking about the essentials, things such as our infrastructure, roads, and that type of thing. But I do believe that government should allow us our freedoms and allow us to make our own decisions within what we're doing in our everyday lives. I believe it's extremely important to be as efficient as we can, spending the money that we can and using it only for those essential services that we need to. I believe that we do have a tendency to overtax to provide services, and that while there are many important services, I think there are other sources that we could go to assist us in providing those. As far as the county government goes, I do believe that we do need communication. I think the average citizen has a difficult time discerning exactly where to go to get the information. I do look to have the county board become as transparent as possible. I believe all government entities should be as transparent as possible and allow for viewing by all of their constituents, which is why, having the COVID has brought about a really nice bonus that we have had the opportunity to have online governmental meetings and make it a little bit more accessible to everyone.
All right. Thank you. Our next question, we'll start with John McIntyre. The county nursing home has been an issue and one the board may have to confront again at some point. Its primary service is that it's the main source of extended care for those on Medicaid in the community. The county recently hired a new administrator for the facility. What is an acceptable cost for the county to bear? And at what point does the county explore other options?
John McIntyre? There's only like 13 counties in Illinois that have been able to continue to run their nursing home. And like you said, a part of the problem is a large percentage of Medicaid patients, residents that we have. On the other hand, that is a good thing because the county is continuing, and I have fought to hang on to a nursing home. We've made a number of improvements recently and because the county continues to provide a service for people who can't afford it other places. So the question of quality of life and the question of financial operations always comes ahead on how much we have in revenue and how much we have in cost and what we can do to deal with that. Our county administration has done a great job here just in the last few months and working to see and make adjustments so that we can continue to operate. Of course, COVID made it a more difficult thing than it has been. I will continue to fight if necessary with our board, but I don't think I will. Most of our board really agrees that the county nursing home is essential, and I believe that it is very manageable. And if you know the history of the county board, you would know, and I was involved as chairman of the health committee as an oversight for a nursing home 30 years ago, and the history of the nursing home has been they've provided excellent service, and until just 3 or 4 years ago has not been able to break even. We're going to look at that, and we're going to continue to improve it.
Joe Litwiller.
Thank you. I'm relatively new to kind of the ins and outs of the local county. I apologize. It is, excuse me, our local county nursing home. However, I can attest to the fact that my father was at that nursing home at one point in its history, and we were thankful for its services. I do believe that there are some additional measures that we could take in terms of securing funding for that that may not necessarily be only out of the county coffers. I do believe in the free market, and I think that there are some partnerships that we could potentially look into and invest in that may help to keep that particular nursing home alive, because it does, again, provide some services that are necessary for some folks to be able to get in this county.
And Rachel Lund.
Well, it sounds like we all agree that the McLean County Nursing Home is an essential service that we would like to see remain in our community. And I think it's important to remember that the nursing home is a nonprofit organization. Certainly, the fact that it is losing money is not good, and we are working on ways to improve it. The county has been, and I've been very encouraged just listening to the Finance Committee meeting this week, that in the month of July, the nursing home brought in more money than it expensed. So that is encouraging. That's a trend that I would like to see continue with the new administrator. It sounds like she has a lot of great ideas. I look forward to working with her. And my goal would be to make sure that the McLean County Nursing Home is seen by members of the public as a viable, safe, and respectable place for people to bring their loved ones. And one of the ideas that I have talked with some of the current county board members on ways to increase revenue for the nursing home is advocating that Medicaid raise their rates. That those rates have not been raised in a long time for the amount of money that it actually takes to take care of a resident at the nursing home. I think that will help bring in some more money if Medicaid would raise the rates.
This is 89.1 FM, WGLT and WGLT.org. I'm Charlie Schlenker. You're listening to an interview with the candidates for District 5 County Board, Joe Litwiller, John McIntyre, and Rachel Lund. County Board District 5 serves Northeast and a bit of Central Normal. What issues most matter in this particular district as opposed to the county as a whole? And what do you want to do to address it if elected or reelected? Joe Litwiller, you are first.
I am relatively new to the race, obviously a later contender than the other two candidates at this point. I have been making my way around and talking to some folks, and I think there's a lot of difference in, I think there's kind of a need to educate the constituents on the difference between what the county board would do and what the city would, the city council would do, and where the different responsibilities lie. And so in some of those conversations that we've had some discussions in terms of, who would take care of this road and that type of thing. So it's been some interesting discussions regarding that with some of the people in my general area. If you could repeat the question for me one more time, Charlie.
District specific issues. What do you think are the most pressing ones and what do you want to do about them? And you have 30 seconds.
Thank you. Right now, I'm not sure what are the most pressing issues, to be honest with you, but I will say that, I think everybody's really kind of in COVID phase at the moment and really kind of looking at ISU and being close to the campus and how we're going to handle that going forward with our health committees and the like. Thank you.
And Rachel Lund.
So I spoke to voters face-to-face pre-COVID before the primary election, and I've been talking with my future constituents virtually during this time, and I asked that exact question: what are the issues that are most important to you? And honestly, the issue that comes up most often is just basic knowledge and understanding of what county government does and what role it plays in our everyday lives. So because of that, I think we need to let people know that the county board manages a budget of over $90 million of taxpayers' money. We need to let them know that the county oversees the animal control department. And just this past week, I've shared twice on Facebook with people who are struggling to feed their pets. I've let them know that you can go to the animal control and they have pet food for all sorts of different types of pets. So as people are struggling right now during this pandemic, if they're unemployed, with rent, paying their mortgage, and feeding their pets, let them know that that is a service that the county provides. And also with regards to mental health, let them know that the county has a triage center that is open almost 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, that anyone that's having any kind of issue with mental health, that that is a place that they can go and see someone and get help. So these are the types of services that the county needs to communicate better to the public, because we have a lot to offer and we're not letting them know what's available.
And John, your thoughts on district five issues?
I'm glad you mentioned the triage center. I was involved in going to Chicago and helping set that up originally. We felt like it was a good thing. That's a good example of cooperation that we have between our intergovernments, the governments and municipalities, facelifts, police forces, and what we can do to share in responding to people that have behavioral health problems. And an opportunity for the police to come and pick people up who can be assessed and move from there. I don't know if you know this, but we have a number, over 300 intergovernmental agreements between the county and the two cities and municipalities. We're constantly working in cooperation with them. A good example would be this intergovernmental agreement that we signed 5 years ago. When both town and the city wanted to raise sales tax by 1 cent, I went out and lobbied each member because we were at the same time working on promoting and developing our mental health plan. And the cities were very gracious in dedicating 1/4 of 1 cent. And that helped us with what we're doing with our mental health initiatives, including triage and the FUSE project. And FUSE project stands for Frequent Utilizer Systems Engagement, or helping the homeless with acute counseling. And that's also counseling and housing. And that's also another project where we've been able to get started. Another good example, Town of Normal, and where we work with them, which is our district, of course, is a Fairview building. And one of my goals, if reelected, will be, and I'm in the process of doing that now, is work with our laborers into developing the Fairview building, which is a 100-year-old building, and making it into affordable senior housing for our senior residents. And it's right in addition to our nursing home. And we feel that's something we can do.
Thanks to incumbent McLean County District 5 board member and board chair John McIntyre, and challengers Democratic candidate Rachel Lund and Libertarian Joe Litwiller. Hear all our election coverage at WGLT.org or at WGLT's YouTube channel. I'm Charlie Schlenker.
thanks for choosing Sound Ideas on WGLT Normal, made possible with listener contributions at WGLT.org. You can subscribe to Sound Ideas on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or NPR One. I'm Charlie Schlenker. We'd like to know what you think of Sound Ideas. Comment on our Facebook page, we're WGLT-FM, or follow us on Twitter. We're all at WGLT News. This is WGLT, Bloomington Normal's Public Media.